Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, a biblically Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. You've got your Sunday preview for October 6, 2019, the seventh Sunday in the season of Pentecost. We're beginning our new series for the month of October and takes us through Reformation. This series is entitled Alone. We are looking at faith alone, grace alone, Christ alone, Scripture alone, and God's glory alone. As we begin today, as we look at the aloneness of God's work for us, we see that justification is completely won by grace alone through Christ alone, given to us through faith alone, which Scripture alone creates, all for the purpose of God's glory alone. What is the purpose of faith? What is the purpose of faith? Kind of what we look at today, especially in regard to our gospel lesson. And the other readings, kind of, they do tie in, but they're a little bit more difficult. In our first reading, God tells Hosea, the prophet Hosea, to go back to his wife Gomer, who had left him to go back to being a prostitute. And Hosea goes and purchases her back. And that's really a demonstration of, you know, human unfaithfulness and God's faithfulness. And God had laid a heavy task on Hosea to demonstrate God's faithfulness to this wife of his who really wasn't being faithful to him. In our second reading, so from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, we see Paul addressing this Corinthian congregation who had been told to carry out church discipline back in 1 Corinthians. And it seems, you know, before Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, that they are very proud of this man who was sleeping with his stepmother. And then after Paul writes 1 Corinthians, they carry out church discipline. And the intended, desired result came about. The man was repentant. The man ceased what he was doing, and he came back to the faith. And then the Corinthians didn't forgive him. They didn't demonstrate their forgiveness and reaffirm their love for him. Rather, they just kept him ostracized as somebody who was unclean and as somebody who had fallen away, and do you know what he did? And so Paul writes 2 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning in verse 5, and he really brings home the fact that this person has been forgiven, and so we need to demonstrate this forgiveness so that the devil doesn't have a foothold for his schemes. Because if you think about it, if there's any inclination that someone isn't forgiven, or, you know, especially after they are repentant, if there's any idea that there are levels of people here, you know, those who are the righteous and those who are not the righteous, and that it is our place to keep beating on the head those that we consider to be unrighteous, if there's any of that, then Satan definitely has an open door to wreak havoc. And so Paul says, reaffirm your love for him, make sure that you forgive him and comfort him in this. And so that kind of leads up to our gospel reading for today from Luke chapter 15. You're probably familiar with Luke chapter 15 as the place where we have the parable of the prodigal son, or rather the two lost sons. But it's a series of three parables that Jesus tells in response to the Pharisees. These Pharisees who, again, are looking for some sort of a hierarchy of forgiveness, who consider themselves to be so righteous that there is no need for forgiveness. And Jesus sets them straight. And so, you know, Luke chapter 15 really prompts us to see the role of faith in all this, that a person doesn't stand before God on his or her own righteousness, not even in part. If they do, then they have to be perfect. But if they stand before God in faith, then God is the one who has sought them out, who has found them, and who has brought them home. Luke 15, verses 1 through 10, Jesus calls us to love the lost, both because of their place in the flock and because of their intrinsic worth in the eyes of God. Beginning in verse 1, all the tax collectors and sinners were coming to Jesus to hear him, but the Pharisees and the experts in the law were complaining, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." He told them this parable. Which one of you, if you had 100 sheep and lost one of them, would not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that was lost until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls together his friends and neighbors, telling them, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in the same way there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or what woman who has 10 silver coins, if she lost one coin, would not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says, "Rejoice with me, because I have found this lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the word of our God. You can find us 9 a.m. at 2250 South Hollandsylvania Road, Maumee. I encourage you, if you don't live within driving distance of Maumee, to check out that link, yearbook.wells.net, down in the show notes, to find a church near you. And if that doesn't work for you either quite today, then check us out on YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.